This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's been a couple of hours. Here's the most requested song of the day on the Don and Mike Show. All the kids at Spiewak Middle School have made this our number one most requested song of the day.
White power! White power! White power!
Okay. The live version.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes I'm just surrounded by a whole lot of dumb people.
What did you put in those cookies?
Cinnamon.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Go.
Boston Rebels. Experience the heat.
I still vomit before every show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. They clearly have some booty.
That boy gated in a handbag full of rainbow.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
This guy.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now.
Now.
I actually do have the list here that I made when Michael Anthony was on the phone.
Right.
Of my favorite bands. Or what I consider to be not my favorite, but the most important rock bands.
Your top five.
Of all time. Uh-huh. It would be Beatles, Stones, Led Zeppelin, U2, and Van Halen.
Good list.
Those are the bands that, for me, just did it. I'm not talking about like making a goofy list or like the stupid fag songs that I like in real life.
It's a real
list. Yeah, I think of you as Mr. Pop. You know, you like the pop kind of stuff.
I do, but
bubblegummy kind of music.
But when I said that to him,
you put Led Zeppelin on there?
Yeah.
I had no idea. You always used to mock me for Led Zeppelin.
No, I never mocked you. The only thing that I mocked about Led Zeppelin was that they were so goddamn overplayed. I mean, one more radio station doing, it's time to get the lead out. And Stairway to Heaven. Hey, where's that short version?
I love that. God, that's great.
That's something great we got. No, I love Zeppelin.
Uh-huh. And mine, I think, are pretty close to yours, except for, we go Beatles.
Beatles.
Taco. Annie
See?
Lennox.
See.
Uh-huh. What?
See.
Well, I love Annie Lennox.
I do.
Why? Eurythmics?
No, really. The top five all-time most influential, the best top five.
Musicians or bands that have influenced me.
Or just the best five rock bands of all time.
Does it have to be rock, or can it be my favorite pop musicians of all time?
I kept the list to just rock bands, the five most important rock bands of all time.
Aerosmith?
They almost familiar.
Aerosmith would be my number one.
What about Pink Floyd? They belong in that list too, right?
But I wouldn't put Pink Floyd in my top five. Yeah. I would go with Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin. And I'm being serious here. Back in the day, as far as I was concerned,
right?
Rod Stewart and Faces. That would be three for me. I would probably have to put the Beatles because they were so influential,
right?
And then the fifth one would be very, very difficult.
Don't you have room for the Stones in there?
No, there would not be Stones on my list.
I mean, and again, it's not so much what your personal favorites are, but the ones that you think
are. No, because the Stones would be pushed out of the way by Foghat.
Hey, you're laughing. I'm talking about what I grew up listening to. I love Foghat.
Now, Mike, I do too.
Bad Company.
But how many times can you hear
Bad Company would
goddamn
be
Slow Ride?
Right.
I mean,
I can never hear it enough.
It's Slow Ride. And it's Fool for the City.
Right.
And there you have Foghat's greatest hits.
And if you're talking about pop music, then it would be the aforementioned, just two, the aforementioned Annie Lennox and Fat Joe.
Fat Joe?
Yeah.
Don't know Fat Joe.
He's a rapper.
Oh, is he really? See, there you go.
He's also doing the commercials now for Easterns.
Ah, oh.
So That would be where I would. Hey, but if you're talking all of pop music, Prince would be on my list.
Speaking of Eastern, when are we going to be in an Eastern's commercial?
We can't be the only white guys
that buy cars of Eastern's.
You hung up twice on the owner of Eastern's. So that's not going to work out.
KCBQ.
9 o'clock in the afternoon. We got it going on alone right now. Hey, listen, I'll tell you, don't think, because Mike and I are having a little discussion here about rock bands, that we really want to turn this like into a segment where you call with your all-time favorite rock bands.
No, please don't.
It's tedious, and frankly, at this point, we really only care about our opinions. 11 after the hour on a good-looking Thursday. Getaway day for a lot of people. Bowl Sox. 1.5 in front of the much-dreaded Yankees.
Hey, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
You know, got a first pitch going out later on tonight. Check your local listings.
No, they'll stay in first. They're off tonight.
Going to be a beautiful night. You want to leave the doors wide open. Lock those doors, though. We don't live in Mayberry anymore. 10 o'clock tonight. Do you know where your kids are? Here's a Q-tip for you from your friends of the Q. I want to send this out to my good friend Jeremy Coleman.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Hey, we're back on All Gay Friday.
Oh, yes. Get the lead out, my friends.
Get the lead out. You don't know the...
And seriously, when I was a kid, that's how I would sing along to a Led Zeppelin song. Because I didn't do any of the lyrics.
You know, I never... I always went... Been a long time.
You know, when I was playing in a band, we would start with Stairway to Heaven, and everybody would go, oh, and then we would go into rock and roll. We would go into that, and I thought that was my favorite part of playing in the band. But as far as singing to it when I was a kid, been a long time.
But there was something, you know, you got a whole lot of love.
Very good. Good stuff.
We can do it all day.
Good times. Sunnier days.
Sunnier days. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, Foghat did have one more big hit. Uh-huh. I just want to make love to you.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That was easy. Was not even
they
before.
They had Fool for the City, too.
I mentioned that one, but wasn't that actually before Slow Ride?
Slow Ride, Fool for the City, and wasn't there one more after I Just Want to Make Love to You?
No, I Just Want to Make Love to You was actually the first one.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, my friend.
Don, what about Kiss?
It was seriously, the top five band? Get out of here. Get out of here. Maybe in my queer world.
AC/DC.
That's the name.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're fine. What school do you go to?
Actually, I have been out of school for quite some time. Oh. I talked to you guys a while ago. It's just Sarah, whose mom showed her vagina at the bar.
Oh, I remember.
What about the vagina?
From Are You Stupid Like Your Mother?
Oh, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Good memory, Rob.
Our winner on Are You Stupid Like Your Mother.
Exactly. So, well, hi. Don, I was wondering whatever happened with the situation with your daughter and buying a house or putting a down payment on a house.
Darling, I know that you're a woman and you're used to everything being handed to you on a silver platter. It was all covered in the first segment of today's show.
I know, but I was at work.
Oh, and I'm sorry. So was I.
Well, you'll have to ask a fan of the show that listens to the whole show.
Go to the website.
Oh, that's right. Your buzz is right.
That's just wrong.
Oh, God, indoor voice. Use your indoor voice. As Mr. Burbank just said with his solution, you can go to the website and find out.
You just download it, honey.
And you could keep a radio on while you turn the trick.
But then I wouldn't have the opportunity to speak with you, though.
All right, honey. Okay. All right. All right, honey. No, everything worked out fine with Amy. Things are cool. I'm not buying her a house. She's cool with it. She stands on her own.
But thank you for calling us, Mrs. McClure.
Stands on her own 2 feet. Thank you for the call, though.
I am now obsessed with Jim McClure's girlfriend, wife. Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hi, Buzz. It's your doodad daddy calling.
Hi, Doug. How are you, Douglas?
I was wondering if there's any chance of doing a little fudge man and throbbing tonight.
I'll see you there.
That's a timeless grease man.
Oh,
bit, huh?
I totally enjoy that. Can't get enough of it. I get
it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys forgot about Guns N' Roses.
Honey, it's totally subjective. They could be on your list.
And I'm not a fan of Guns N' Roses.
I am. I like that.
There's something about Axl Rose's voice that I don't like.
No, you would put
Van Halen over Guns N' Roses.
Yes, I would, man.
Oh, easily.
Although I'll tell you, you know, you could be mine. In my opinion, kick-ass song, Welcome to the Jungle, please. November Rain is good, too. Mm-hmm. Just not as good as Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. Well, he sounds like he just puked.
Who, Axl?
Yeah. Just never was a fan.
Probably. I like saying that like I know him. Probably. Well, you mean Axl.
You know, our buddy Axl.
You know, the Axeman.
Axl Rose.
The Axer.
Man of Axtinia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes, and Mike, hello.
Oh, hi, Mike, as well. I just
want
to say, Don, I've been listening to, I grew up on AM, and I've been listening to you guys a long time, and I'm telling you, you do an intro more perfectly than anyone I ever heard growing up.
Thank you, darling. It's a lost art form, the form that,
it is.
That gets me absolutely nothing at this point in life, but thank you.
You dig it so much,
I enjoy it.
In your own car, don't you?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I listen to XM in my car. I drive around, and when an intro to a song comes on, I like go, now on KHJ, because I'm an idiot.
You could do that in your own car, ma'am.
Practice. Oh,
I guess so.
So I did that. I turned my thing off and her thing off.
She wanted to talk more.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest rock shows I ever saw, Mantra, then Foghat, and then Humble Pie. It was cooking.
Humble Pie.
You know, Humble Pie is one of those I could take or leave. They are definitely like the fourth band in a concert.
I should have mentioned Hatchet, too.
Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't talk about rock and roll without Hatchet.
Well, you could.
A little Southern rock.
Yeah, you could.
You get Hatchet. You get 38 Special.
38 Special.
And you get Lynyrd Skynyrd. And you know
and
you
could even get CDB on that day. In their day. You could get Charlie Daniels. Yeah, back before he went all country. He was country rock. That's what he started doing.
Right.
Molly Hatchet on Hard Times in the late 80s. Four kids were expelled from my senior class for getting drunk with Molly Hatchet on a band trip.
That's not
Hatchet,
right.
Baby.
Hatchet, man.
I have been known, if the occasion hits me, to turn on Flirting with Disaster.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. I've got it. That's like the only one, right? The only worthwhile Molly Hatchet song.
There's Cult. Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, yeah.
B.O.C.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Sure.
If you're going into the annals of Southern rock.
Leif Garrett.
All right. Now you've just opened another door. We're walking down the musical highway. You've opened another door. David Cassidy. Sean Cassidy.
Bobby Sherman. Donny Osmond. The DeFranco family.
Yes, Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco family. They would be
King of the Fags. King of the Faggy Songs.
King of the Faggy Songs. How would you categorize one of your all-time favorites? So where would they fit into that?
The
grassroots and stuff like that. Where would they be?
Pop music. Yeah, pop music. Top 40 music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's strict top 40 pop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Listen, Mike, I really want to thank you, sir, for chiming in with Prince. He deserves his due.
He does deserve his due. Uh-huh. I mean, and Prince was, and Prince is an American original who is very, to this day, very difficult to categorize.
Not a band, though.
No.
He's a guy.
Well, Prince of the Revolution was a band.
I guess so, right? Yeah, with Sheila E. and what's his name from The Time, right?
Morris Day.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 How are you?
We're fine.
Why are you sucking the energy out of this phone call?
Why so down, friend?
I was wondering if you're going to be tuning in to watch Survive Vagina tonight.
I think I am going to watch Survive Vagina. I think it's a great looking show. I think because it's Survivor. How did you say it? This is great.
But you could just say Survivor Vagina.
Survivor. But it was just funny the way it's Survivor China.
It sounds like he's saying Survive Vagina.
Survive Vagina. That's what it is. Uh-huh. I'll be watching all of Survive Vagina.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How about the Doors?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
There they are. The Doors might have to be 5A.
Uh-huh.
The
Doors probably are my number five.
Yeah. You know what? Goodbye, you two. Hello, Doors.
That's mm-hmm. tough, but I get it.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? Back in the day, I thought no one, I swear to God, was cooler than Jim goddamn Morrison.
You right. also really, I do believe, have to because of just what he did for a certain period of time. Although he doesn't have the staying power, Bruce Springsteen gets an honorable mention on a lot of
I'm
lists.
I'm just too sick of him. And now
I know, he's overexposed.
And now that he's, you know, coming next Thursday on NBC.
Yeah, I know.
I still remember how cool it was when I was watching the Ed Sullivan Show, and my dad, who hated anybody with long hair,
right.
could not stand the fact that the Doors were on, and I was trying to win him over by saying, look, Dad, they have like a string section
right.
behind them. And I remember my dad getting up and turning the TV off.
Yeah. Because all the string sections in the world would not prevent the dads out there from looking at Jim Morrison and not wanting to turn the TV off.
Because even on, and I remember the song. The song was Touch Me. Yeah. And he had that psychotic song. Charles Manson way of just looking at the camera.
Yeah, and dancing and moving and everything he did was kind of... Well, I mean, everything he did came right through the camera. You knew what he was up to.
Mm-hmm.
I know what he's up to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What up, guys?
Hey.
What about the most influential guitar player of all time, Mr. Jimi Hendrix?
Well, Jimi Hendrix was Jimi Hendrix.
Again, a guy, though. Although the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But just a guy. Just a man.
Purple Haze.
Flesh and bone.
Important.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
You're forgetting the biggest one of all, Genesis.
Genesis can, seriously, they can just clamp onto my left nut.
I'd take Mike and the Mechanics before I'd take Genesis.
I would take, who's the other guy?
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel.
Phil Collins. Gabriel.
Uh-huh. Phil Collins.
Peter Gabriel.
And there's one other guy.
Is it Mike Rutherford?
No, Mike Rutherford was Mike and the
Peter
Mechanics.
Gabriel was in Genesis in the beginning, wasn't
right.
he?
The best Genesis, I think.
Yeah, there's a fourth one. Did he die of an overdose or something?
It was Phil Collins. Too bad it wasn't Phil Collins.
It was Peter, wasn't it?
It should have been Phil Collins right around the time he started doing Tarzan songs.
Mm-hmm. Every Disney song is a Phil Collins song.
Joe Ardinger writes.
Yes.
Was this serious?
I don't know.
What about Kansas? What about him, Joe?
All we are is a dust. What about Styx? If we're going to mention Kansas, we have to mention Styx.
And even though I don't want to...
That's a different kind of genre.
Right.
You got Journey, Styx, Kansas. They fall into that same kind of...
Boston, REO, Speedwagon.
I would call it art rock.
Art rock.
A lot of it's corporate rock.
What about Queen? Got to put Queen on some lists.
That's like operatic rock.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Operatic rock.
Wouldn't you say that Kansas, Styx, Queen, all in that same group?
The Queen is miles above.
Stands alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Miles above. Queen, those guys in Queen, that's a true rock band. Then I would say Styx. You know, hold on. Boston is definitely better than Styx.
Yeah.
Definitely better than Styx.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have as many hits as Styx, but the hits they have were incredible.
Think about the whole album, even the songs that weren't hits.
I mean, you have to understand, in New England, I mean, because it was Boston, that's 3 years of listening to that album. That's wearing out. The vinyl. That's wearing out 8-tracks.
I know, but goddamn, I used 8-track. I remember on the 8-track, the song.
All I listened to was that album for 2 years.
Can't you see you believe in me? That's the one that, it was so long on the 8-track, the song would fade out halfway through.
And it would go click, click.
Click, click. And then it would fade back in as the next track kicked in.
And I always wish that Boston had been as prolific as some other bands, that they had generated more, but apparently the process took so long. We had that guy on from Boston.
Everything Boston did was just about Letter Perfect. That's why it's still so cool to listen to.
But the original Boston album, nothing will ever duplicate that. Wants to be in here
right
now.
We're in his wheelhouse.
What did he write now?
The best band, Joe Ardinger writes.
Yeah.
The best band was sent in today. I think he's referring to the new hit.
Okay.
Oh.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
You asked for it.
Mm-hmm. And he gave it to us.
Okay. The human break says it's time to stop. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.